So Jason mentioned this on the news. You may have heard the story. A group of people suffering from a rare disease called Morquio syndrome can't get access to the medication they need because the RAMQ, the health ministry, will not cover it. Melissa Bilodeau is a 23-year-old Morquio patient and says that when she graduates school, she's 23, and ages out of her mother's insurance plan, she'll be stuck without this medication. First of all, Melissa, how expensive? I looked at the number here, and I'm thinking, did I get this right? $200,000 a year is what it would cost to stay on this?
Yes. Actually, the cost of the disease, the treatment varies according to weight, so it can be quite different according to patient. But I would say that it's quite an expensive treatment, and so it's not possible for a patient to pay for the treatment right by themselves.
Can you explain, first of all, because as I said, I had no idea what this was up until I read the story. What is Morquio syndrome?
It's a genetic disease, a very rare one, that affects the body, the bones of the body, and it makes it gets worse through time. You cannot walk, you cannot do certain things that other kids can do, and you get lots of surgeries as a kid. I've had 4 major surgeries before I got treatment, so it's quite bad.
Okay, and you're 23 now. How long have you had this?
You get it from birth. So,
at birth, okay.
The disease, it's genetic, so you get it from your parents. The treatment, I've had it for a couple of years, and I've seen great improvement.
Okay, so now when you say the treatment, is this a pill we're talking about here?
No, it's an IV treatment that takes a couple of hours each week. So,
okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking it if it wasn't having a positive impact on my life, for sure, since it's time-consuming, but it has a great impact on me.
So what does it allow you to do that you couldn't do before? Are you closer to what you would call like a normal 23-year-old now?
Yeah, actually, I go to college. I'm finishing my degree and applying for my master's.
Wow, good for you.
I do my groceries by myself. I drive. All those things, I mean, it wouldn't be possible without the treatment.
All right. And for now, as I said off the top, you're getting this treatment because your mom's insurance is paying for this. When does that end?
It ends when I turn 26 and stop going to school.
Okay.
So those two things need to be assembled for me to get access to treatment. Otherwise, you can get access through exceptional patients, but you have to get it renewed every 6 months. So you don't have any, like, safety that you're going to get treatment.
Yeah. You've obviously done some research into this. Is this the case strictly in Quebec? Are other provinces in the country looking at the same sort of regulations?
I'm not quite sure about other provinces. I do know that sometimes it's a bit tough, but there has been no refusal from government to fund treatment as so far.
How many people in Quebec, do you know, suffer from this disease?
I would say around 30 or 40.
Okay, and obviously they're all in the same basic situation that you're in right now.
Yeah, either they get it through private insurance or they get it through exceptional patient.
Okay. I hate to bring this up, but as I'm looking at the story, it says life expectancy, if you are not able to treat this, is about 30 years. So you're 23 now, and obviously that's a pretty glaring statistic to have to look at. Now, we're talking about this now. What are you doing? Are you in contact with the health ministry? What's happening?
Well, I would really like to meet the health minister to explain to him that you cannot measure the efficiency of a treatment through a 6-minute walk test. I mean, some patients couldn't even walk to begin with, so you cannot measure a whole effect if somebody cannot even walk yet but can move their legs, which they could not do before.
Right.
So, I mean, you cannot measure it through that. And I would say that as a child, I was afraid to die. I knew about those statistics as a child. And I asked my mother, you know, am I going to die? And I don't want to die. And I do want to live a fulfilled life and go to school and be a proficient member of society. So to me, treatment is necessary. It's not an option. So, yeah, it's really needed.
Yeah, it clearly is. And I'm just wondering, you said you'd like to meet the minister. Is there someone working with you to try to push this thing forward beyond just, you know, basically talking about this and we're trying to let people know what's going on as well?
Yeah, we have this little association in Quebec, the Morquio Patient Association in Quebec. We are all, like, working together to, you know, talk with the people of the society to, like, let them know what's happening, and also the government position, inform them of all the other costs that can come with not treating this disease when you do have a treatment. I mean, of course, the treatment is expensive, but it's understandable considering that not 35 million people are going to need it. It's just 30, 40 people.
Well, that's the irony in this, right? The government, if I understand it right, says, look, there's not enough people suffering from this for us to cover these costs. Yet, of course, the problem is because there's only 35 or 40 people, it can't be that expensive to cover that cost.
Yeah, exactly. And not covering the disease, like not covering the treatment for the disease is expensive as well, because I need surgeries, I need doctor's appointment, I need to see like a full range of specialists.
Right.
And there's the emotional cost that comes with that. I mean, when your child asks you if they're going to die, what do you answer to them? Especially if there is a treatment available, but nobody will pay for it.
All right. Well, you know, we talked to the health minister. I actually spoke to him just the other day from time to time. And I will bring this up next time we speak. I know you're doing this on your own as well. And I wish you nothing but good luck here, because this is something that does need to be done.
Thank you
so much. And Melissa, thanks again, and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. You too. She's 23 years old. Melissa Bilodeau, pretty sad story. Gail Ouellette's director of a group representing Quebecers with rare diseases, like in this particular case, Morquillo syndrome. Gail, you heard Melissa. What's the prognosis here with respect to actually getting something done?
Well, I would hope it would be hopeful. I would like to be hopeful, but since the creation of our group, the Quebec Coalition of Orphan Diseases, well, we've been advocating for this, because in the drug policy that was set up in Quebec in 2008, it was written that there should be a specific evaluation assessment framework for drugs for rare diseases, because you can't evaluate them like drugs for common diseases. You know, the clinical trials have few patients. We don't know as much about the diseases. All kinds of obstacles to doing very good studies, like the large studies with for hypertension, whatever.
Right.
So that was a recommendation by the ministry, and it just never happened. So we're in 2017 now, and it still never happened. So these diseases are often refused for when they analyze their therapeutic value at the agency that does that, LINES. So they can be refused for those reasons, often because there's not enough data, they think. But other places in the world, other countries find ways to do this like on a case-per-case basis, because you can't do them like common drugs.
I asked Melissa, and she didn't know. Would you know around the rest of the country, for people who suffer from, like, for example, her disease, from Morquillo syndrome, are provincial governments picking up the cost for this?
Well, it wasn't approved in Quebec for reimbursement, but it was recommended by the Common Drug Review at the federal level for all the other provinces. Now, to tell you the truth, I it's too soon. I don't know if all the other provinces got on board. There's more patients in Quebec than other provinces, but Ontario, for example, they have compassionate use for at least a dozen patients since the summer. And compassionate access. So there are patients getting it there. Some are getting it, as Melissa, through private insurance or through our special access program, but it's difficult. It's not easy to get. The doctors have to work hard. Not everybody has it yet. And so it's not everybody, but some other provinces, some are getting it too.
All right. Gail, I thank you so much. I wish we had, I'm serious when I say the next time we have the health minister on, I'm going to bring this up, because obviously to hear Melissa, talk about this, and, it really hits home when someone has to ask a parent, am I going to die? That's not something you want to hear anybody ask.
And
so.
They constantly have to go to the media to ask for their treatments. We think that people with rare diseases merit as much attention and treatment as anybody else.
Gail, I thank you so much. Gail Ouellette, director
thank
of a
you
group.
Very much.
You're welcome. Director of a group representing Quebecers with rare diseases. It's the Regroupement Québec, or Québécois des maladies orphelines, orphan diseases.